Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR
and iHeart Radio Station.
C is for cookie. That's good enough.
All right, where can the Girl Scouts not sell cookies?
That's good enough for me.
It's forbidden.
C is
good answers from the texters, some of them. They can't sell them outside, Jenny Craig. Another texter, same idea, outside Weight Watchers.
Curves.
At school, no, they absolutely sell them at school.
You bet they do.
Parents, work, anything.
Our kitchen out here, somebody's pushing their kids' cookies out here.
Mike Lake Stevens.
Yeah, in front of the founder of the Girl Scouts house.
Get off my lawn. No, that's not it. Mindy in Seattle, hello.
Hi.
Where do you say?
I don't know why I'm going to say the Mormon temple.
You're right in front of the Mormon temple. You can't do that.
Wow.
No, that's not it.
Are they not allowed to have sugar, those nice folks at the Mormon temple?
Elaine in Renton.
Hey.
Hi, Elaine.
Hey, Target.
Target. Target, the French version. No, it's not that. Eric in Tacoma.
In front of Elks Clubs.
Girl Scouts hanging in front of Elk Club, I agree, is a bad idea. But that's not it. And finally, Patty in Kenmore. Go ahead.
How about online?
The answer is online.
Yeah.
It was Honey Boo Boo who
ruined
it for everybody else. But when you think about it, Girl Scouts selling cookies online sort of encourages them to be luring people in with their cookies and make videos and do all kinds of things.
Kind of against it. It seems a little antiquated, but they do their
thing. It seems antiquated to stop them from doing it.
Right.
Yeah. But Honey Boo Boo, here's what was going on. Honey Boo Boo is not even a Girl Scout. A friend of Honey Boo Boo's wanted to sell Girl Scout cookies, so she put an ad on her Facebook page, which has 700,000 likes. The Girl Scouts made her take it down because the selling online by anyone, they say, is against the rules. It defeats the purpose of selling the cookies, which is to expose young girls by, you know, this is a joke.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with them being on the internet.
I'll read the
risk of exposing young girls.
It's
too good not to read. I usually do, but
the purpose of a girl selling the cookies is to knock on the doors of strangers, not strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Hey, are you there?
I am.
All right, Patty, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Patty, I have for you a pair of tickets to see Spike and the Impalers May 4th at the Emerald Queen Casino.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you. Hang on.
And I think this changes this year or next year.
I think that's going to go down, that
restriction.
Yeah, this restriction.
Is because what's the – I don't know exactly how it works because Emily wasn't a Girl Scout. She was an adventure guide. But mm-hmm. I think there's a competition.
There is.
To see how many you can sell, right?
Right. And so the person with the most friends should sell the most cookies.
And I think
– Jody, you're right, too. This is antiquated up there.
Very.
Yeah, the whole goal is to raise funds for the organization. So the better way you can sell them, the better.
The goal of these of the cookie drives is for these girls to gain social skills, to get out and meet people, and to gain self-confidence.
And where is social activity happening the most? Not face-to-face anymore.
No, you do not want preteen girls on the internet. That's a scary enough place.
I think you and I are in the old fogey section here. Jody and Joe are right. It is the internet. Get used to it. If you don't teach your kid to be responsible on the internet, that's like having a gun in the house and saying, you can't touch the gun except when I'm away.
You can
very responsible as well.
Did you like that analogy?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can order a
you
fresh,
teach your little girl to be safe on the internet.
You're right.
I think that's
right.
True.
Yeah. Oh. If you can order a fresh hunk of broccoli and have it at your house when time for dinner tonight on the internet, you ought to be able to order a Girl Scout cookie.
Well, yes, I'd like some of your fresh broccoli right here.
You can do that?
Sure. There's all kinds of grocery delivery services.
I have a fresh hunk of broccoli sitting at my doorstep in an hour from Amazon Fresh.
Yeah, Amazon, Safeway, a lot of them these days are same-day delivery. You put your grocery order in and...
Does it cost a lot more than driving out and getting it yourself?
Well, I can only speak for Amazon because that's the only one I've used, although I did get vegetables delivered to my door once a week, but that was... That's something that I ended a couple
weeks
ago.
One of those organic thingies?
Yeah, that was fun too. Amazon Fresh is totally awesome to use if you are a Prime member, as I am, which has a small annual fee, but then you get free shipping and it's totally worth it. Then the shipping is free.
So you pay, it's like Costco, Amazon has become for you. You pay a membership fee.
Yes, but it is well worth it.
wonder how they make money.
Because I buy everything.
Because you get so dependent on them that you're very happy to pay them. This is the thing about the internet age. It used to be, just recently, that in order to get somebody to buy something, you had to either have them cornered one way or the other. There's nowhere else to get it. Or I'm here now at the store. I might as well get it.
Impulse,
or I shopped. Or
yeah.
I have a coupon. There were all these ways to get people to buy stuff. We've entered an age where you get people to buy stuff because they like the way you do business.
That's right.
And then once they like the way you do business, they stop penny pinching. Some of them. My wife, I don't think, will ever get over that.
Well, tell Lisa that it doesn't cost any more money than your average grocery store.
Prices are competitive with walk-in grocery
stores?
Prices
are 100% competitive. The selection is way competitive. They have a lot of local restaurants and local merchants that have added to... It's like, tonight I ordered food in from Cactus. Green Verde enchiladas coming to my house from Cactus, which is a restaurant down the street that I enjoy. Going to be at my door.
It'll just be waiting for you.
And actually, my Amazon Fresh list now takes the place of my normal shopping list, because you know how you used to write a shopping list, have it ongoing? Like, I'm going to need salt, I'm going to need some jam, we're going to need bread, whatever.
I think that part of this, by the way, and I'm fascinated by it, is the difference between being in your 30s and your 50s. In your 30s, and you know how, like they said, Target was, talk about younger, in their 20s, is targeting pregnant girls because pregnant girls set their habits for life?
Uh-huh.
You're still setting new habits.
Absolutely.
Like we look forward to that coupon circular. And so the idea of cutting that out and creating a new habit is a little scary. But you're like, I got this new system. I can have Cactus waiting for me at my house.
It's the easiest thing.
It's easy for you to do.
Doesn't cost any more money. And they got me when I first gave birth and came back to work.
That's when they get you.
I was overwhelmed by wanting to still keep a clean house, get the dogs walked, wanted to maintain my lifestyle.
And how can I do it more efficiently when I don't have any time anymore?
This was the only way.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you can't buy Girl Scout cookies on there, though, right? You guys should go to a store and stand and wait for some girl to hit you up.
That's true. But that's okay, because I don't want
it. And that's why Jody's instant reaction is, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, put it online.
Like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah.
Girl
you want
Scouts?
Me to buy it, I'll buy it online.
Yeah. If you're cutting off the wave of the future, it's dumb.
And think of the people, there's people that live in Snowden in Montana or whatever that go to the store for supplies, once a month. They may miss the Girl Scout window. They could order a box online. I'm sure they would.
I want to get groceries online. I'll have a fight about it at home.
You won't have a fight about it because it's not more expensive. And the best part is you also have access to Amazon. So for me, I can get diapers. I can get shampoo. I can get all the stuff that are things that you wouldn't find at the grocery store. So instead of four stops, it's one stop, and it's stopped at my freaking doorstep.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
That I think people who are listening may be asking in their head.
Go ahead.
Do you miss out on interaction with real people?
No, because guess what I'm doing?
Is there a checkout guy in a pop-up window that pops up, your friendly neighborhood guy who says hi to you?
Hi, Mr. Jody. How are you, dear? Good to be here. How's that boy of yours? Getting tall, I imagine.
No, because yesterday, instead of having to go to the grocery store, I went to the Museum of Flight with my son.
Hi, Jody. How's that young fella you got there?
We went to the toy store.
You like to fly there, dear boy?
It's not being exchanged not going out. I actually do more stuff because I don't have to stop at the grocery store. I interact.
I love the grocery interaction, though, myself. Last night I went to the grocery. Checker isn't there. I look, there's a sign. It says, hi, my name is Lumpy the Frog. Squeeze me for service. Little green frog right there. I squeeze
him. What grocery store has a frog for you to squeeze?
Oh, I hate to bust him in case it's against policy. It's a big grocery store.
What is it?
I know. Yeah.
Oh, do you know?
They do this at my store.
Oh,
and
maybe
late at night when they're stocking shelves and there's one or two guys working the whole store.
Oh, so that right? For efficiency that you press the frog doorbell.
Yeah, so you squeeze this frog, he yelps, and along comes somebody to check you out.
Safeway?
QFC.
QFC. Madeline, hello.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, the reason we don't sell online in the social networking, literally, is because the girls all have, friends and family online, and so we all do that anyway. I had to upgrade my phone to keep up with my Girl Scouts.
But why would the Girl Scouts ban online selling?
Well, we get all of our cookies shipped in from, a maker. So
sure.
We're already having them shipped somewhere. To go online, we haven't had to raise the cookie box prices for years, at least 5 years. because the shipping adds to that. And I don't want my girls to have to give up more money, you know, when they're selling boxes. So it's like my friends in California that want to buy from my girls, you know, I just ship them down on my dime.
On your dime. But, okay. I'm not sure if that answers the question, because if the Girl Scouts, so your can your daughters go online on their Facebook and say, please buy my Girl Scout cookies? This
yes.
is what they, no, not according to this rule.
Well, you know, I don't have daughters. I'm just a troop leader, but I have friends who do it for their daughters. You know, hey, let me know.
Okay, well,
you
if you you got to read this story, because it's on E! Online, and it says you can't do it on Facebook. At least that's what it said to Honey Boo Boo.
Well,
I didn't mean sell online. You click on a thing and the Girl Scouts will mail you the cookies. I meant they said you can't go online and sell the cookies.
I'll read it. I haven't seen it yet, but the way it is now is someone will go on and say, hey, you know, we're hitting the stores. Let me know what you want.
But you're talking the uncle down in California. You're it's a family. You're not going on a public website and saying, if anybody wants Girl Scout cookies, I'd be happy to send you some.
Well, I've had friends do that, and so then their friends will shoot them an email and say, hey, saw your Facebook.
All right.
You know, I want 3 boxes.
All right. Thank you. Honey Boo Boo, by the way, appears to be defying the Girl Scouts. We're doing nothing wrong, she says.
And the Surgeon General at the same time.
Yeah.
Because people have offended. Yeah.
I don't even think people know about this.
I guess I could kind of see where the Girl Scouts are coming from, because isn't it part of the Girl Scout experience to, like, interact with people
yes.
and get experiences? Like, the selling is part of why they're supposed to be successful. Like, you're not really supposed to have your mom do it all for you. You're supposed to be the one to make the money.
Yes. Supposed to build your social skills.
Texter says they can't sell online because individual Girl Scout clubs don't get the money that way. I don't see how that is
yeah,
the fact.
It points to them being a little out of touch. All right. The Barefoot Bandit is in court again. Everybody keeps telling me, hey, you're about the Barefoot Bandit. And I don't know what to make of any of this. And it's not, I'm not that concerned. What it seems to be, and we talked to Sean about this the other day, is that he thought he was ollie oxen free when they made that deal with all of the federal prosecuting charges in all of the counties except for one county in Washington State, agreed to the deal, and that county dropped the charges, which to me looks like a little bit like a head fake. We'll drop the charges. But will they drop the charges without prejudice or malice or whatever Sean said? And that means they can refile them anytime mm-hmm. they want. So here it is. He's serving his 7-year sentence, and all of a sudden, it's a Skagit County suddenly refiles charges on him, and he has to face the charges, right?
And they filed 2 charges, and now one he had been up on before, so there might be a double jeopardy, but one they never plea bargained out. It's like breaking into the airport was never part of the everything they rolled in before. Stealing the plane was, but just the act of breaking and entering was never mentioned before. So even if they toss out the he stole the plane charge, because they already plea bargain that one down.
Right.
There's still a charge that was never addressed the first time around.
I guess I wonder why they're doing this, and it looks like local politics grandstanding, which I'm all in favor of, by the way. I think that's a fantastic. If I were a local politician, I'd be doing it.
And they bowed out because they felt that the feds were being too lenient, right? Wasn't that their mentality? Sean was saying that they thought the penalty wasn't harsh enough.
Everybody, again, local politics had to say, let's throw the book at this guy.
Right.
I don't know what any individual people thought. I do know this, if they get to, what's the end game? If the end game is Colton Harris Moore thinks he's getting out in 7 years, but they're going to tack on another year or two, then it may have been the plan all along to get them to agree to a sentence and then to tack on a little bit at the end.
Is there a monetary penalty they're seeking from this kid's potential earnings?
Well, they certainly could. I don't know.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to bring a kid up on charges.
Well, that's the other thing is this may also be involved with, hey, there's going to be a big movie.
Right.
And
we want it filmed in Skagit County.
Yeah.
We want film crews in hotels in Skagit County.
In fact, the mayor wants the film's star, Mr. George Clooney, to stay at his house.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is making the movie. Yeah.
Well, that's the rumor.
Clooney's
I think.
Playing you, from what I heard.
No, Clooney would play. Well, first off, I haven't heard anything. And in fact, Bob has asked me not to speculate because he says if I get too close, his authors will think.
Blow it up.
Yeah, that he's. Because he's never told me anything. But there are people that speculated at. That is one of the names. Who knows? It'd be a big, big picture if it is done well.
I'm guessing Colton probably kind of enjoyed it. I mean, after being locked up for a year, to have him say, "Let's come on, son, we're going for a ride." I mean, I would think anything. You know,
boy, in the paddock wagon.
You think his tongue was sticking out the window?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, after you've you know, gone nowhere for a year just to even get out and stretch your legs in a courtroom is
I hope for the best for the young boy. I mean, he was 17 when he first began this and with the planes. And, you know, he's going to get out. He's going to be still a young man. And if he can be rehabilitated and live within society, he can be a brilliant man. So who knows? But that's my hope. No one is saying what the end result of this. He was sentenced to 6.5 years and 3 years of probation. That was in 2012, which would mean 2018 and a half he would get out.
Still lots of time to live a good life.
I wonder if there's time off for good behavior.
Well, I also wonder if that 2012 is not accurate, because if there was time served from when they caught him, right. They caught him in July of 2010. So 6.5 years could be 2016 and a half.
That's all up to a judge's discretion, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to do some weird thing where when he gets out, you want to like take him under your wing and you end up adopting him? You guys become best friends and hike around together?
No, I mean, I will just silently wish for the best.
Are you sure it's not going to be like a bosom buddies thing where you're like, I'm next to
you. Let me tell you about my best friend.
Right? Are you
a plane stealing?
That's very funny. No, I don't think that would be healthy for either of us, actually.
Maybe you and Eric would do one of your fancy lunches with him where you go to lunch and you're like, you know, he's really like
Eric would actually suggest that. Hey, we had lunch with Rob McKenna yesterday and his wife Marilyn.
That's like the Barefoot Bandit. No, it's not.
He's my best friend, Rob. His wife, boy, she's a fireball.
She is.
You know her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know, you know, she's a neighbor and a great lady. And a lady, she is a personality, I would say, in her own right. You're going to hear more from Marilyn McKenna than you are from Rob McKenna.
Well, it's funny because when you meet a politician's wife, it can go one of several ways. Either they're like a trophy wife and they're quiet, or they stay and bake cookies and they do things.
Or they're drunk and naked running around the restaurant.
That can happen. I haven't met those. but Marilyn is a fireball. She's an author. She's writing a book. She's she's got an amazing history of weight loss. And she was concerned about you too, by the way. She watches on the video.
About Joe and
she
I?
Knows about your heart and your stents.
Okay.
And she wants, you should go, you should have lunch with her.
I would love to.
You don't expect to eat all that much.
I would love to. She slapped the fork out of my hand. I could use that once in a while. Yeah.
What's her story? Was she dangerously overweight and then lost it through health and fitness? And
that's pretty much it. But she did it through a positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
And she's very inspirational. Yes, Eric.
Well, what it was is that she started setting new habits. So she stopped eating sugar. She stopped drinking things other than water. And by doing those things, that's how she lost a lot of her weight. And that's what inspired her to keep going.
What's funny is I never knew her when she was a bigger size.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I met Rob, like when I saw him during the campaign and I met her at that event we played, I don't know if that, I just assumed, powerful men, they always get the trophy wives.
Right.
Right? I haven't told him this yet. But then I realized that they have been sweethearts for 30 years and they've dealt with each other's struggles. Like he dealt with her struggles. She dealt with his struggles. This past year couldn't have been easy.
That's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David and his friend decide that the one guy is trustworthy because his wife is not a model. You know, it's like that.
Right, right. It means it's a show of character.
The person's not shallow.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I know. And by the way, he did very good in the election for a guy who couldn't win it because of the times. But
cards were definitely stacked against him.
Yeah.
Texter says, is it just me or is Joe neighbors with everyone?
Really? I've noticed
no,
that too.
You're only neighbors with Alan White and Rob McKenna.
Those would be my two most famous neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm neighbors with my dad. I mean, I count him.
But he's also in Bellevue, so anytime important people are Bellevue.
Where newsworthy people are mentioned.
The Gateses? Oh, yes. They're just neighbors down the street.
Those Allens were
again
last night. Helicopters coming in. Yeah. Yachts pulling up.
I'm in the everyman.
He moved to Bellevue, by the way, to be amongst the wealthy.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Not one bit.
Yes, and to go to their schools.
Yes.
Your excuse was the schools.
I want my daughter to marry a rich man's boy. That's what I'd like.
I am not in the wealthy.
He was this like liberal guy who was like, let me get next to those Republicans.
No, I'm not in the wealthy part of Bellevue. And I was raised in Bellevue before Bellevue.
You're in the armpit of Newcastle. In Newcastle.
Yes. I'm where Renton, Newcastle, and Bellevue converge. Yeah. It's like kind of a no man's land of fun we have there.
Sure.
But Bellevue was not always the hoity-toity, you know, rich person's
place. Do tell.
Well, when I
was there a time when Bellevue was corn farms?
When I moved to Bellevue,
there were two gangs.
There were only two gays
Sharks
in one thing. In 1849.
When I moved there 40 years ago, it was very rural. I mean, it was.
They had an airport even.
Yeah, they had an airport right there in Eastgate, and there were horses all over the place.
Club.
And you could ride a horse from
Bellevue. Nordstrom. Tie up your horse.
You could ride a
Sir Nordstrom.
Well, hello there, Elmer. How goes it? How goes the trade war? Ah, yes.
It was strawberry fields, blueberry patches.
Forever strawberry fields?
You could ride a horse from Bellevue to Renton. And this wasn't that long ago. I mean, that was when
I was
a kid.
It wasn't that long ago. How long ago was it?
Well, 40 years ago.
Off to the tannery, Marge.
But when you look at it in the big scheme of things, that's not that long ago.
No.
There's still strawberry fields and blueberry picking areas.
There are a few. No, they're. I'm sure the reason they're there, I think, is because that land is just too boggy to build anything on.
I love picking strawberries over there.
Yeah, but they have there used to be a lot of strawberry fields. If you want to go way back to the history of Bellevue.
No, I don't. This was far back enough.
Well, if you want to go back.
Oh, God, no, he's not going
to
stop.
Shut up. Brought to you by Safeway.
You know where Bellevue Square is now? That was a strawberry field.
Bellevue Square was a strawberry field.
Yes.
Do tell.
Well, the reason it's not a strawberry field anymore is because of World War II. You know what happened in World War II?
Our fighting boys needed strawberries. Needed them now.
No, we didn't
throw
need
them
strawberries.
What happened in World War II?
The nice Japanese,
at Bellevue Square.
Why, the nice Japanese people needed somewhere to sleep in their tents.
Yeah, the nice Japanese.
I want all these strawberries gone, and I want tents and bub right here by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
No
nice
kidding.
The nice Japanese
really?
Man that owned the strawberry
farm. It was a concentration
farm.
Camp for
well,
the Japanese.
Well, no. There was,
you should think about that when you're at Bellevue Square.
This was all.
Bob, please, internment.
This well, was, I call it concentration. You call it internment.
There was no
it was rude.
On.
It was rude no matter how you look at it.
People got to leave and time out.
So is there a plaque at Bellevue Square to remember the Japanese
yes, it's
people
in Creighton
from,
Barrel.
In the it's called Creighton Barrel.
Time out. Bellevue Square was not an internment camp.
Oh, you're bumming
your
me out.
So wrong. It was a you have no idea. You weren't there.
It was a strawberry farm owned by a very nice, I assume nice, Japanese farmer.
Oh.
And they went and...
We were finishing his story too quickly for him.
Mr. Miyagi.
So the Japanese strawberry farmer who owned Bellevue Square got picked up and brought to a camp.
Yes.
Probably which was probably on San Juan Island.
Probably Beacon Hill.
It was at Beacon Hill?
Yeah, it was Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
It was all internment.
It wasn't in Bellevue.
And what happened to the strawberries? No one took it over?
The strawberries, the land kind of went to waste. Obviously, these guys aren't making a lot of money when they're sitting there interned.
Was put to work for the war effort. I want massaging lounge chairs and $700 shoes here by tomorrow.
So the war ends.
And, well, there are boys over in Europe.
And this prime land winds up getting sold for a very reasonable price to a Bellevue family that's still there.
Yeah, Mr. Yamagama, we got you $20.
And,
congratulations.
That's the way that land was acquired.
Richard in West Seattle has a correction for you. Richard, go ahead.
Where do you start? Hey, Joe, as a guy, I'm your age, but as a guy born and raised over in West Seattle, still living there, anybody who lives over in Bellevue was always considered rich.
Yeah.
Always.
We don't like your kind. Hey,
well, Sir Nordstrom. Well,
compared to Rat City, we were rich, yeah.
Yeah, but anybody who had horses and blueberries, they were on the upper scale.
Well, we were definitely, I mean, it was suburbia. There's no question about it.
No, I love you, brother. You guys are doing well.
I love you, brother. Yeah, that means I'm done talking to you. Thank you very much. In other words, it's always been the hoity-toity over in Bellevue.
Well, it's always been good living over there.
725. You notice how Joe will agree with you, but he'll change the words.
Yeah.
Marijuana may be legal in Washington, but you still don't want to have a pocket full if police are busting you for something else. We'll tell you what's going on with that. Also, our guest, Navy SEAL and Act of Valor star, Rourke Denver, who's going to be at Joint Base Lewis McChord tomorrow from noon to 2. His book is called Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You really got me going.
Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Look at that new Toyota. Look at that new Toyota.
People are looking at the new Toyota Camry. It's been America's best-selling car for over a decade, with great styling, innovation, and value.
Look at that new Toyota.
And now, through March 4th, you can get any remaining new 2012 Camry with 0% APR limited-term financing. Or lease a new 2012 Camry LE for $219 a month for 24 months with $2,359 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. Includes $500 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Lease and financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com.
Look at that new Toyota.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss the Albert Lee Appliance Warehouse Sale, March 2nd and 3rd at the Albert Lee Warehouse.
The new mattress models are on their way, so Mattress Discounters is making room with a Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save during Mattress Discounters' Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Being a firefighter is one of the most important things in the world to me. About 4 years ago, I developed bone spurs on my hips, making it really painful to walk. When it got difficult to carry a stretcher or climb a ladder, I realized I needed help. The first doctor I saw said I needed new hips, but that I should wait 10 years. 10 years. I thought my career was over. When my wife found an orthopedic surgeon at UW Medical Center, he told me about an alternative procedure to put me back on my feet. I told him I just wanted to be good enough to go back to work. He said, "I want you to be better than good." 2 procedures and a few months of rehab, and I have never felt better or stronger. I'm Ken, and I'm still rescuing others, thanks to UW Medicine.
Read Ken's entire story at uwmedicine.org/stories.
American Family Insurance believes even the littlest dreamers have dreams worth protecting.
Dad, when I grow up, will I have a car as cool as yours?
Sure.
Will it fly?
It just might.
Will I have a house like ours?
You will.
Will there be a place to land in my car? In a spaceship?
If you can dream it, you can have it.
Wherever your dreams take you, American Family Insurance can help protect them. Share your dreams at amfam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. And to help inspire you toward achieving your dream, here's the hit song Dream Big, performed by a glee club.
Ooh, and when you dream big. Ooh, as big as the ocean blue. Ooh, and when you dream, it might come true.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word, sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy 6 bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Oh, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring, and at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, 2 for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
No matter where Shannon is, she always picks the slowest line. But because AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, she doesn't have to wait while she's waiting. She can stream her favorite shows and download music almost instantly, while the lady in front of her at the grocery store searches for exact change. And if the man in front of her at the airport keeps setting off the metal detector because he has too many fillings, she can use ultra-fast AT&T 4G to play games, chat, and even search the web for advice on how to pick faster lines.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, so you don't have to wait while you're waiting.
Connect any tablet with AT&T, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, and save $100. Visit a store or att.com for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Pricing effective 2/15/13 requires new two-year agreement with qualified data or mobile share plan. $100 off non-commitment price of new tablet or $100 bill credit if activating own tablet, subject to change at any time. Additional charges and restrictions apply.
The 25th anniversary of the Northwest Women's Show. Go to nwwomenshow.com.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, Airport Road southbound between Highway 99 and Admiralty Way right now closed in either direction because of a car versus pedestrian incident. So I'd avoid that area. Lots of crews on the scene, and it's going to be closed for quite a while. I-5 northbound at I-90, that semi still partially blocking the ramp to eastbound I-90. Still seeing crowding as well northbound 405 through the S-curve. So northbound I-5 from the middle of the Boeing Field to the Convention Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open road? Email marketing from Constant Contact is an easy-to-use tool that helps you to reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. 7:32, good morning, 28 before 8. It's March 1st already. We're like, aren't we like 10 days away from daylight savings time? It starts to be light at late at night.
Oh, that soon?
Yeah, I think it's the end of next weekend.
Oh. Yeah, Joe doesn't like it, but I do.
Love it.
I would keep it all year round if I could.
I love being able to watch the sun go down. I love in the summertime when it's 10 o'clock.
Right.
And you can still be outside doing something.
I also love accidentally running people down in the crosswalks on the way to work in the morning when it's really dark. That's fun. I know that's why they don't do it. Yes, Eric.
And yes, Joe's right. Starts Sunday, March 10th, the week from this Sunday.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Just to, as you look forward to spring. It's supposed to be warm today, like in the 60s. Marijuana may be legal in Washington, but you still don't want to have a pocket full if police are busting you for something else. Why?
Because they will keep it. Even though it's a legal substance, they don't want to become distributors of marijuana because it's not legal to distribute.
Is giving you back your stuff distributing?
Could be, you know, as long as the federal government, from what I've understood of this, as long as the federal government says marijuana is illegal to distribute, even in this state it's illegal to distribute, if you get arrested on a DUI or anything that winds up you going to jail, you got a half ounce of marijuana in your pocket, even though that is a legal substance. When they check in your valuables, your watch, your wallet, and all that, and they lock that up as your valuables, the marijuana will go to an evidence room like it always has.
It's just they can't give it back to you because they're giving you something that's federally illegal.
Right, right. That is not part of your personal possessions. That is that is going to be.
But I thought if I was possessing some personally, it was okay.
I know, I know. And that's not everybody's happy with this. But that's what the law enforcement people say. We can't be in the business of guarding your stash, you know, while you're in.
They can give me back my Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah. They'll give you back those. They'll give you back your watch. They'll give you back all your personal effects.
Got it.
But your marijuana will go away forever.
That's why I've been saying smoke it if you got it immediately.
Especially for getting pulled over, right?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Was Johnny Depp hanging out in Carnation yesterday?
I was wondering if Lisa heard anything about this. It was, I believe it was Tuesday, this picture surfaced online, and I heard from somebody in the know said he had dinner at the Salish Lodge. And
I heard that, too.
He was filming in Carnation, and a couple pictures showed up on Facebook, and then they were taken down. And I think it was at the request of the film's publicist.
Is he staying at Salish Lodge? That's the best breakfast in this whole state.
I should go there, but I don't.
You should never have the breakfast. I don't even want to hear you talk about the country breakfast. It is so much food.
Yeah.
It is so much more than one person should ever eat. And it is so delicious and so fattening.
Now, you'd go there and just have an oatmeal party.
I know. I would waste my trip.
Oh, you'd be a waste.
At the moment, I would. This is a picture of him. And where is this supposed to be in Carnation?
Miller's. Is it a place called Miller's Cafe or something?
And he's
like
posing with some fans.
Yep. And there was also another picture of him playing a guitar sitting next to somebody.
And he's filming a movie here?
Well, they suspect he did a cameo. Isn't there a movie called Lucky Something that's filming in the Seattle area right now?
There, let's look it up. There's a bunch of stuff going on in our state right now.
A bunch of movies, huh?
There's a lot more than it used to be. I haven't seen Lucky Something.
But he was either Johnny Depp or a guy who looked exactly like him.
I think it's called Lucky Them. That's the name of the movie.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you looked like Johnny Depp? I'd just be fed all the time, and I'd pose with people, and have rumors that I was around.
Well, the rumor I heard, and this is all rumor until somebody confirms it, is that he tipped four times the amount of the meal at the Salish.
Then it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Okay, well, this actually makes more sense, because now I'm looking it up on IMDb. The director of Lucky Them is Megan Griffiths. She's local. And Toni Collette stars in this movie, Lucky Them. And Toni Collette was in town.
Do you know what? The internet has turned us all into Columbo. We can actually, like...
You were at the Salish Lodge.
Yeah. We could all find out. Like, remember how you said, if you heard a rumor, you had no idea. There was no way you could ever look it up.
Right. Somebody tipped four times the check.
Dawn in Carnation. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What do you have to add?
Well, they've been filming this movie out here in the Valley for the past couple weeks. It's Toni Collette, Oliver Platt, Thomas Hayden Church, and, yes, Johnny Depp was in Carnation the other day.
Oh, cool. I love all those actors, too. It sounds like a fun movie.
It's supposed to be about an aging rock star, but we don't know the whole story yet.
A rock journalist is assigned to track down her ex-boyfriend. That's what I've got.
Got it. All right, thank you. And is he, like, just being cool and hanging out? Did you see him?
I didn't get to see him. I was at work, but I volunteered at the Senior Center in Carnation, and they all got to see him, and they said he was very nice.
Oh, I bet that was the talk of the Senior Center.
Why is there a pirate here? What's that? Is that Tonto? What is this? Are they filming The Lone Ranger? Love that show.
Thank you, Dawn.
Have a great day.
You too. That's kind of a little exciting out in the yeah. Snoqualmie Valley.
Star spotting's always cool. It's just a little...
In just a few minutes, we're going to have a big deal Navy SEAL. Guy who trains Navy SEALs. He's at Joint Base Lewis McChord for a big event tomorrow. His book is called Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior.
Luciana's first comment is, wow, this guy is so handsome. That's the only thing she said. Well, the guy's waiting already outside.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Tell her to bring him in.
Okay, bring
Navy
him in.
SEALs are they're the pinnacle of America, of manhood, of tough ass.
Yeah, I felt that way when I met the Blue Angels pilots, too.
Absolutely.
The kind of training at the higher echelons of our military, yep. And even, hey, look, any of you military guys, got to work out hard. But the SEAL training, as you make it to become a Navy SEAL, they even have a thing called Hell Week, which I'm going to get him to describe a little bit for you. And it is so bad that, you know, you can't even imagine.
Well, the thinking is, if we can't break you, then nobody can break you.
Is she making out with the guy? How come she's not bringing him in?
They're just steely-eyed gaze of this.
They're just like texting her, trying to find her, and she's like dreary, dreamy-eyed next to the Navy SEAL. Hello there. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Luciana thinks you're hot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's smiling. He's got that real charming smile. All right, let's give you a nice introduction. Thank you. Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver is in the studio. These days, when war is fought, it's fought with predator drones and suicide bombers. But when there are missions like the one that took down Osama bin Laden, or perhaps rescuing a boatload of hostages from the Somali pirates, the only way you can win those battles is to call men like Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver. Denver was deployed on more than 200 missions as a Navy SEAL, and he spent 14 years serving our nation. Now retired, he's written a book with much more insight into our nation's most elite and secretive fighting force. It's called Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior. He's going to sign copies of the book tomorrow from noon to 2 at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Rourke Denver, welcome to Seattle and the Bob River Show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, you know, we spoke yesterday with a retired NBA player, and sometimes we'll meet retired athletes and stuff. And after a number of years out of it, do you stay, do you keep the, like, do you try to stay sharp?
We do.
In case you, could you ever be called back?
I'm actually retired isn't the right, you know, the right term for where I'm at. I separated off active duty about 8 months ago.
Okay.
And now I'm in our reserve SEAL unit, so it allows me to kind of keep my membership card and stay in the business.
So if the
you go kill people 1 weekend a month.
Right.
It's just a little bit of a moonlighting gig.
If something hits the fan, they can call you.
They can.
Okay. Damn Few, Making the Modern SEAL Warrior. I had a chance to browse through the book. I was very lazy. If you were watching me browse through the book, you would have to get back to work. But it's written in a very easy-to-read style. It's
good.
Written so that I didn't feel it was too technical. It's written with lots of stories and examples of what the lessons are throughout the training. It felt to me a little bit like if someone was thinking that they want to go for this, this book would be like, yeah, I can do it.
I hope that's the case.
So let's start with the grinder, if you will. Tell people what the grinder is. This is the place see when you get
that's
there.
That's right. It's kind of our town square. So when you get to SEAL training out in Coronado, I think a lot of people show up to that course or people visit it and they think it's going to be laser retina scans and guys sliding down lines and all this high-tech, you know, equipment. And,
it's not an episode of Mission Impossible.
It is not. No. It's you know, concrete, sand, and cold water. And the grinder is kind of our center where we do most of our PT. All the instructor buildings are right around the grinder. It's just a big slab.
And is that where you will graduate?
It is where you'll graduate, yeah. So you kind of start there with a lot of pain and end there with a lot of excitement.
And there are, and you've seen the, I mean, if you've seen movies and you've seen things, for example, you've seen The Bell.
Yeah.
So you're now seeing The Bell that was the magical bell.
That's right.
This is the bell they ring when someone washes out, right?
That's right. Yeah, if you decide to quit, which most of the young men that come to the program do, you tell an instructor, I'm not for it. I can't do it anymore. I'm out of here. And you got to go up and ring the bell 3 times. You put your helmet down in the grinder, which is, you know, again, this big concrete slab, and that kind of signifies your chance to move on.
Now, this was made famous in like G.I. Jane, for example, most people's reference. What percentage of people ring out?
About 75% to 80%.
Wow.
So not that many.
So
not
when you go in... I mean, you know, when you go in, you know the odds are, unless you can overcome it, that bell's going to ring for you.
Now, these people who ring out, these are our military personnel and the best of our military personnel. What happens to a guy who rings out, or you know, what do they face?
Yeah, we definitely don't look at it as a negative or something that's a stigma that you rang out, because there's guys that have rung out and come back and become phenomenal SEALs. So if you're an enlisted guy, you can
come back. No kidding, you can ring out and still come back.
If you're an enlisted guy. So if you're enlisted
See, it's
in the
not
military,
like American Idol where once you ring out, they'll never take your phone call again.
If you're an officer and you ring out, you're not coming back. There's too much competition for that. But as an enlisted guy, you can ring out.
I want to hear a little about your personal experience.
Yeah.
When you describe this training, it's hard. I mean, you are miserable. And you're intended to be miserable.
That's right.
You're intended to feel at the end of your limits, both emotionally and physically, and yet you do it, and you plow through it. Why?
I think the folks that come and succeed in the program really want to become part of something bigger than themselves. I think they want to serve. I think they want to go get in adventures. And, you know, in Damn Few, the thing I like to talk about is you've seen in the training and books about training, you know, this many number of push-ups, pull-ups, swims, and distance. And I didn't want to get into that. Those are impressive, but I want to get into more the mindset of the folks that make it and those that don't, and then what that breeds and leads into the SEAL
teams. Did you ever during your training, you know how when you're in your life, you go, well, I could just tell this commander what I'm thinking of him right now. And you imagine what would happen if you did, and then you don't. Like, do you ever, like in a comedy, some guy would go, no, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then it would be all over. Do you have those thoughts?
I think when I went through, it's interesting. I went through pre-9/11, and so there was a big gap between the guys that were, you know, kind of the post-Vietnam era operators and those that hadn't really seen a lot of combat. So there were a couple instructors there that I think you had the sense, you're like, come on, I know I can do it better than this guy. And now it's interesting because when I ran the training program, the guys that are instructors there, you know, 4 Bronze Stars, 2 Silver Stars, Purple Hearts, Combat Axe Rims. So, I mean, the young guys going through there right now, boy, you're not talking back to any of those guys.
I've always wondered, I've stayed on Coronado Island and it's so beautiful, how they wound up deciding to put you guys there for training instead of like some swamp in Louisiana full of water moccasins. I mean, if you're making the toughest people around, you're sitting in some of the nicest real estate on the planet there
I think that's actually part of the psychological evil of the program. You know, you get off at night, you're allowed to go home on the weekend, you walk into Coronado, it's sunny, it's beautiful, and a lot of those young guys look at Monday when it's be cold, wet, and terrible, and they say, you know what, I think I'm going to stay here.
You tell the old story of the bear. There's an old story about a bear. I think it's in the second chapter. And it's an old joke. You've all heard it, where two guys are being chased by a bear, and one of them stops and puts on running shoes. And the other guy goes, what are you nuts? You're never going to outrun a bear. He says, I don't have to outrun the bear. I only have to outrun you. That made me think, during your training, every time that bell rings, you celebrate someone else's failure, in a sense. But then at the end of the training, you'd risk your life for any one of your SEAL team members. Talk about those two things.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a celebration of someone failing. For us, I think it's a celebration of the folks that remain. So I think for us, it's this...
Oh, come on. You have to be happy.
No,
because there's a 75% chance that you're going to be gone.
It's a valid,
and now there's only a 60% chance.
It's a validation that you're in the place that I think you thought you were going.
Okay.
It is that hard.
So, how you look at it, too.
Yeah,
you have to be positive.
Yeah, for sure. And so if you see that finish line, then you get down. I mean, my class started with around 180 guys. We graduated 22. And out of those 22 guys, you know, several aren't with us anymore. They've left it on the battlefield, and
God bless.
The rest of them I'm close with and will be for forever. You know,
I'd be a terrible Navy SEAL. I'd be like, yay, friend didn't make it. Yay. Be all happy.
You want to be the only one. Yeah.
Spike, you and I'd be high-fiving. Yeah.
Well, first off, welcome. Bing. Goodbye. I'd ring out before the speech was done.
All right. What was the hardest exercise, if there has to be one that stands out, and moment you thought of quitting?
I say this with complete humility. I never thought of quitting.
Okay.
I really didn't.
Obviously,
I was in the right place. You know, okay. I think there are people that think of quitting, but I knew I found a home when I got there. The cold is what gets people. If there's one item that gets you more than anything, it's the cold. And you think picturesque Southern California, and then you hit that water, and that Pacific current runs right up through there, and it's cold.
The water's cold.
I mean, they moved that training program to Hawaii, it'd be a completely different graduation rate. But that cold water and that misery out there.
How long do you have to spend underwater?
Underwater, you spend hours. I mean, you build up to the diving protocols that we use to learn how to sneak up on ships and things like that underwater. So you spend a lot of time in dark, cold water.
I know you've been on a lot of missions, just terrible. You've seen terrible things I can't imagine. One thing I read in your book is when you're in battle, the volume turns down. I found that pretty fascinating that you don't hear gunshots when you're actually under fire. If you're sitting behind a wall or something safe, you do.
It cycles in and out. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one of the favorite things that kind of came out. The process of writing the book was interesting because I had a chance to really think through things that I hadn't thought a lot about. And I do remember these moments when a gunfight would start, you were utterly aware of the chaos of the moment. Then once you start focusing on your gun, returning rounds, orchestrating the guys as an officer, it all zeroed out. I'm sure much like a professional athlete when they're looking downfield and delivering the ball or taking a shot. And so it just kind of it zoned out. And then once you got past that moment, the soundtrack came back up.
Lieutenant Commander Rourke Denver, damn few making the modern SEAL warrior. Did you see Zero Dark Thirty?
I did.
What was that experience like for you?
You know, I'd never seen many SEAL movies before. You know, there haven't been. There've only been so many that I think people want to go see. There's ones years ago, but I think Catherine Bigelow makes great movies. I mean, you know, cinematically they're great. I love the way they look. I love the way they feel. Tactically, a little shaky, you know, but I think it's very
don't
hard.
You want that as a SEAL? You want
yeah, we don't want to give
not a blueprint for someone
we don't
else.
Want to give a playbook to the bad guys, for
right.
sure.
If there's
sure.
a bad guy who's building his compound, I go, oh, I know that's how right. to build a compound now.
The best thing I think about Zero Dark 30 is I think it paid respect to folks that really do deserve it, and that's the CIA and intel analysts that found the target. For us, if you tell us, you know, bad guy X is at this location, you send a SEAL team, we're going to get them.
Right. Give me at least one thing in that movie where you went, that pshaw. That
so there's at one point, the SEALs are waiting to go on the mission. They just have some downtime, and one of them has a golf shirt with the collar popped up. So he's got his collar up, and I think when everybody looked at that scene, it said, nope, in 14 years, I've never seen a SEAL with a collar up.
That's what she got wrong?
Well, here's the thing.
Believe me, it means a lot to us when we start looking.
That'd be like any
of us. You wear a collar up for the rest of the day, and then tell
me.
What's funny is that... that's a good one, because obviously you're still not going to break any national security
right.
secrets telling us that.
That's right.
But you, as someone who went through this training, would know. Now, there's been a lot of discussion of these movies that are portraying themselves as semi-documentaries, like the Lincoln movie, for example, mm-hmm. having an incorrect fact in it. Do you think they did that on purpose? Because they obviously consulted the government. They didn't want this to be 100% factual.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I can't say, you know, some of the tactics to answer the first question a little bit, you know, there's we can do everything without talking. Mm-hmm. We can do all our image, and there's a lot of talking, and there's a reason for that in movies to explain stuff. And so I think that layers a little more drama into it than maybe
in the movie. They said they worked really hard not to be political.
Mm-hmm.
And yet some people said, well, they showed waterboarding happening. Of course, it was a historical fact that it did.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, didn't necessarily link to whether that helped find Osama. In fact, in the end, I don't think the movie told us at all how you guys found, or not you, but the intelligence community found Osama bin Laden. That's privileged information.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a recipe they want to cook again.
Yeah.
Someday. Yeah, that's right.
We all know about Osama bin Laden. We know about the Alabama Maersk where they, you know, a SEAL sniper took out the Somali pirate. What mission have you been on that really nobody knows about? I mean, that you could talk about.
Tell us a really secret one.
But that was, well, not so much secret, but an incredible story that would make a great
movie.
Is there
an incredible story that's not a movie yet?
There was the time that guy had his collar up.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that one. That one was intense. There are a few. You know, there are a few that I can't talk about, and I think that should remain the case. You know, so.
Do some of these stories, as with the Argo story, stay secret for decades? And then at a certain point, they become declassified.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
All right. Damn few. Does that mean we need more, we should recruit more? Or does that mean we're proud that only a few can make it through, or both?
I think a little of both. You know, damn few, I think, in my mind, is the number of folks that end in success in the program. And then I hope it's inspirational to say, be one of the damn few. We need people to fill our boots, and we need the best to come join us. So,
Rourke Denver. Damn few, making the modern SEAL warrior. He's going to be at Joint Base Lewis-McChord tomorrow, noon to 2, promoting the book. And we'll give you information on that at bobrivers.com. All the best, sir. Thanks
Appreciate
for your
it.
Service.
Thank you,
Appreciate
sir.
It.
Thank you.
All right. It finally happened. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson brought out his whale investors last night and announced his plan to stop the Sacramento Kings from moving to Seattle. Does it hold water? We'll tell you next.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KKR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we are working with that road closure still. Airport Road, now it looks like in either direction between Highway 99 and Admiralty Way. We've got a car versus pedestrian incident, an investigation underway in South Effort there. So that road is closed. I'd avoid it if I were you. We've also still got that stalled semi I-5 northbound. The ramp to eastbound I-90 is partially blocked by it. It's causing a backup that stretches out to the middle of Boeing Field. Southbound I-5 pretty packed through Linwood, Edmonds, and Shoreline.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Who says you can't get rewarded for driving safely? With Allstate, you get a check in the mail twice a year. Every year, you don't have an accident. To get a quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands?
The Bob Rivers Show on KJR salutes all the musicians we've shared a stage with over the years. They are the Spike and the Impalers All-Stars.
Joe Shikani,
Ian Crawford,
Mark Russell,
Aaron Balls,
Terry Young,
Lee Oscar,
Steve Foss,
Summer Mason,
Michael Wilson,
Trish Neal,
Susan Denise,
Danelle Hayes,
Ari Moore,
Julie May,
Katie Lucia, the hairdresser from Kent,
Jennifer Harriman,
Danielle
Knight,
Chris Slade,
Northwest Junior Pipe,
Shorecrest High School,
the Seattle Firefighters Pipe,
Caspian
Coburn,
Bill Wixie,
John Peake,
Misha,
Take Down,
Sparks,
Travis Brock,
Evan Sheely,
Ronnie Lee,
Alan White,
Holy Names
Ben
Academy,
and Jerry Carlson,
Bishop Blanchett,
Amy Stolzenbach,
Jeffrey Castle,
Roger Fisher,
Dudley Taffer.
And now it's time to find the next Impalers All-Star. Do you have what it takes, or do you know someone who is so great at rock and roll, at whatever instrument, or a great vocalist that they should be on stage with us at the Emerald Queen Casino on May 4th, 2013? Right now, send an MP3 or video link to show@bobrivers.com.
March is hopping at Muckleshoot Casino with great live entertainment and the biggest televised sporting events. On March 14th at 7 p.m., Club Galaxy welcomes R&B legends, The Spinners. These guys have 12 gold records and tons of hits, and the best part is the price at Club Galaxy, always free. With its huge screens, Club Galaxy is also the best place to catch all the action of the UFC fights. And Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m., it's UFC 158, so make sure you arrive early for a good seat. Sunday, March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you can get the luck of the Irish all month long in the Coyaba Grill. Daily from 6 to 10 a.m., you can get a traditional Irish breakfast with Irish bacon, sausage, potatoes O'Brien, and your choice of eggs for just $5.95. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com, then stop in this month at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Thank you for calling customer service regarding your prepaid card.
Hi, I'm calling about a bunch of mysterious fees on my statement.
Please hold.
Great! Get to hear this song again. Oh, I just want to find out what all these mystery fees are on my statement. This one looks like I got charged for using an ATM, and these ones are for loading? Wait, I get charged every time I load money, too? What's this charge here? Calling customer service? They're charging me as we speak, except I'm not actually speaking to anyone.
Mrs. Jackson?
No, this is...
Please hold.
Still paying mystery fees? Here's a clue. Introducing Chase Liquid, the reloadable card with no fee reloads and withdrawals at Chase ATMs. All for one flat monthly fee, so there's zero confusion. Get rid of prepaid problems. Get Chase Liquid. Visit your local Chase branch or chase.com/liquid to learn more.
Other fees may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Northwest Women's Show March 1st through the 3rd at the CenturyLink Event Center. Grab your best pals and make a day of it. It's 3 days packed with fashion, fitness, food, and fun. X-Factor's Philip Lomax will be there. The Ice Chip Grannies from Shark Tank and show favorite, the Smoke and Hot Firefighters will all be on hand. There'll be life-changing seminars, shopping, 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 sponsored by Safeway, BECU, and the Snoqualmie Casino. Get all the schedules and the show info at nwwomenshow.com.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
T-Mobile announces a fast and free way to get your family mobile. Because right now, you can add a line to a qualifying T-Mobile family plan for free until 2014. That's an additional line to your family plan with free talk and text. And here's even better news for families everywhere. Come into T-Mobile now and get great deals on the hottest new Samsung smartphones. Like the Galaxy S2 for $0 down. Or the new Galaxy S3 for just $99 down each after mail-in rebate card. So why pay more to get more? Add a line to a T-Mobile family plan for free until 2014. Or get a great deal on a hot new Samsung, all on a nationwide 4G network. They're deals that might leave the whole family speechless. But get to a participating T-Mobile store fast, because these offers end soon.
Offer ends 3/23, plus taxes and fees. New 2-year contract on qualifying plan required. Device pricing for well-qualified buyers. Down payment and 20 payments of $20 per month required. 0% APR and approved credit while supplies last. Not available in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Miami-Dade County, or Washington, D.C. Details in store.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy six bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Ah, oh, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring. And at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, two for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites. At Safeway, ingredients for life.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like that stalled semi I-5 northbound to eastbound I-90 has been cleared, although Airport Road, either direction in South Everett, between Highway 99 and Admiralty Way closed because of a car versus pedestrian incident and an investigation that's underway at the moment. We're also dealing with some pretty heavy traffic southbound I-5 through Linwood, Edmonds, making your way into Shoreline. That Everett to Seattle Drive right now, taking you 1 hour.
This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want your marketing plan to be as stress-free as the open?